And then at the Classic in the Country, Guy McCoy, I'm joined by Joe Harris, who's in her second year as an assistant basketball coach at Washington and Jefferson College. And at the Classic in the Country for the very first time. And Joe, thanks for joining me here. And Joe, so far, just what's your impressions here of the Classic in the Country? What do you think?
I think it's really good. I've been seeing a lot of good basketball. The girls are really good. The competition's great. So I'm excited to, you know, see. We're trying to recruit for our junior class, and I've been impressed so far.
Now, Joe, you mentioned you played your high school basketball days in the Destin, Florida area. Give us a sense of what the basketball's like in that area there in Florida.
It's really good competition. It's kind of the same. We were really, like, guard-heavy in Florida where I was at. So, yeah, it's pretty much, yeah.
All right. Now, when did you know that you were going to go into coaching there then after your playing days?
So, my fifth year when I was at Valparaiso, I got hurt. And so I wasn't really able to play. So I took on that kind of like coaching role for like the younger players. And then I realized that I really liked coaching because I was a point guard. So helping out as a point guard is like the coach on the floor. So that's what got me into it.
It certainly is. Now, you mentioned you played college basketball at Mercer, Valparaiso, a couple other places there along the way here. How much does that help in terms of when it comes to recruiting, knowing that the transfer portal is a part of the game now? A lot of players will transfer to go to different places. How much does that kind of come into being a coach also looking for those players?
Yeah, so we actually try to recruit from high school going in because we were trying to give those players a chance because, like you said, the transfer portals open up a lot. Uh-huh. So we've been looking into the transfer portal a little bit, but being like a small school in Pittsburgh, we're trying to find like more local areas for that.
Aside from that, you mentioned being a kind of a coach on the floor as a point guard here. What are some other things you've kind of been able to learn along the way so far, earlier part of your coaching career here? What things you kind of taken away from your playing days that's helped you as a coach, I guess?
I think the main thing is IQ level. I'm trying to teach, like, especially from like our guards right now, we're trying to teach IQ and like reading the floor and like situational stuff, and I think that's been helpful a lot for us.
Absolutely. Now, how about the season so far? How are things going?
So far, it's so good. We're undefeated in conference right now. We're 11-4, so we're going to try to keep that streak going.
Aside from that, Joe, when you're out recruiting like this, what are some things that you're looking for as far as players that maybe fit your program?
We play like a really high intense speed, so we look for that. We look for people who are just aggressive, and we're looking for post players right now, so anybody who's like actively going for the rebound, trying to get the ball and all that.
You mentioned yourself from Florida area here. How much is Ohio important as far as recruiting is concerned for your program?
Ohio is very important because, like I said, we're local, so we usually stay more in the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania area. So we're trying to branch out, and Ohio is a good area for us.
All right, Joe, well, thanks for your time. Good luck on the rest of the season.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's Joe Harris, assistant basketball coach at Washington and Jefferson College at this year's Classic in the Country.